Nuclear power is not the answer to the energy gap. It's less secure, it's more expensive, and it's more environmentally damaging. It is more risky than any of the alternatives. And this government has so far failed to spell out who will pay for a new generation of nuclear power stations. Its own white paper in 2003 said that nuclear power was an unattractive option on the grounds of cost and waste. But nothing has changed since then to make it an attractive option, despite the Prime Minister's claims to the contrary. So it's time to set out some facts to counter the spin of the government. First, the economics of nuclear power simply don't add up. Because the risks are so hard to quantify, no one can predict how much it will cost. And taxpayers are already liable to pay up to £90 billion to clean up after the existing generation of nuclear power stations. The reason for that is this. Taxpayers are picking up the tab because when the last government privatised British nuclear fuels, investors refused to shoulder the risk. There is no indication that investors are any more willing to take on that risk this time. Nuclear power is not attractive to the private sector without massive state subsidies, either in the form of grants for construction, tax breaks, the assumption of environmental risks, or even the rigging of the market to guarantee prices in the future. And the government has not come clean on who will subsidise nuclear power, in spite of my efforts at Prime Minister's questions last week to elicit a response from the Prime Minister. Mark my words, it will be taxpayers and consumers who will pay in the form of higher energy bills. Now, the Prime Minister likes to use the example of a new nuclear power station built in Finland, but it is simply not true to say that it didn't require subsidies. The Finnish government is guaranteeing decommissioning and waste storage costs, and the construction was subsidised by the French government, which has an interest in the deal. Now, the second point to make is this: there are no easy solutions to nuclear waste. No country on earth has solved the problem of what to do with radioactive material. And it is not true, as the Prime Minister has claimed, that new power stations generate one-tenth of the waste of existing technologies. For that, you've only got to look at the House of Commons Environmental Audit Committee, which said that another generation of power stations would generate 400% more high-level toxic waste due to the loss of reprocessing facilities. Decommissioning and waste storage are massively expensive, and when they're factored into the cost of nuclear power, it becomes an economic nonsense. And the third point to make is this. Investing so much money in nuclear power will crowd out investment in renewables, wave, wind and tidal. And at a time when renewable technology is advancing year on year, this is, to say the least, irresponsible. New nuclear power stations wouldn't come online until 2018 at the earliest. And the twin problems of climate change and security of supply require much more action than that. When there's a green, local, cheaper and more flexible alternative, why on earth should we and future generations pay more for radioactive nuclear power? A flexible, decentralised energy infrastructure that will allow smaller production units and less inefficient electricity distribution is possible. And if we aggressively pursue energy efficiency measures, promote renewables and carbon capture and storage for gas and clean coal power stations, and begin the process of rewiring Britain, as sensibly outlined in the government's own 2003 energy strategy, we don't need new nuclear power stations. The only way the government can sell the fiction of nuclear necessity to the British taxpayer is if it hides what will be a nuclear tax. But make no mistake, we will be paying for it for years to come. This is rapidly turning from Blair's legacy into Brown's liability. The Chancellor has abandoned his iron will and is writing a blank check, and ultimately the British people will foot the bill. Nuclear power is not a legacy, It is a liability.